you can ask me. Go ahead and ask me. Hi, guys. We have a question to answer. Ask me the question.
Mom, yes. If you work in a bank, do you have a bank account?
If you work in a bank, do you have a bank account? I would probably think that if you work in a bank, you probably definitely have a bank account, because people who work at the bank usually know something about banking. So I would say, yeah, probably.
But if they have a bank account in their own bank they work at,
yes. They just work at the bank. They don't own the bank. There's a big difference.
So do they have a bank account at their
bank? Yes, they have a bank account because they get paid to do their job. So they probably put the money that they get paid in their bank account.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's confusing.
Why do you think it's confusing?
I think it's confusing because... I think it's confusing me.
Maybe you think the people who work at the bank own the bank. They don't own the bank. They just work there. Now, there are people who own the bank who basically use the money that you put in the bank to make loans to other people and to make money for themselves. There's a difference between the two.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
That's what it's like to be a homeschooled mom. And I just have to be 100% honest and say, I definitely have days where I don't want to do this anymore. But then they ask me questions like that, which lets me know that they're thinking, that lets me know that they're learning, and that lets me know that I guess I'm doing okay. So that's my message for the day. I don't have very much to share today outside of just do what you think is the right thing to do. Like, always just try to do what you think is the right thing to do and take time every day to get centered. Start your day off doing something you want to do, because oftentimes as moms in the morning, we're rushing, we're trying to get where we're trying to get so far that we're not being mindful of who we're becoming in the process of trying to get there. So that was just what happened when I hit the record button. So there we go. Have a great day. I hope you'll continue to follow along in my audio journey. Mom guilt is real. One of the constant feelings I have as a homeschooling mom is guilt. Guilt about whether or not I am doing a good job homeschooling. Guilt about whether or not I should be running my business more efficiently and spending less time with my kids. Guilt about, are they getting the best education at home versus sending them to school? And especially as a Black mom, because we already have these built up feelings of inferiority inside of us. We already have these feelings of us not being capable of raising well-adjusted, you know, culturally rich, happy, healthy kids, right? So add homeschooling onto that, and sometimes it is a recipe for disaster. I can't say that I have an answer for that, because to be honest with you, I'm still struggling with my own feelings of mom guilt right now at this very moment. I would say every school year since I started homeschooling, which has been 3 years, I've struggled towards the end of the school year with whether or not to put my kids back in school. This is just me being transparent. I love homeschooling my kids because I get to see the light bulbs go off. This week, we put together a keyboard for the boys so that they could start just playing around, and I eventually want to get them some music. And it was great to see my middle son. He built the stand by himself. He didn't want any help from me besides some minor things I had to do just holding it for him. And then the whole time since we've gotten it up, they've been in there playing with it. And I just love seeing them do that. But then there are the other feelings, the feelings of, you know, my boys aren't the best writers. Like, could they be learning to be better writers at school? And could they be making more friends at school? What could be happening at school that's better than what's happening at home? So I don't necessarily have an answer for the mom guilt, but what I will say is I'm learning to deal with it. I'm learning that my sons are never going to be in a perfect world, regardless of whether I homeschool them or whether they go to school. And I'm learning that I have to be good enough. At some point, I have to convince myself that I am good enough to live this thing called life. And I'm also learning that I need to slow down sometimes. Sometimes I need a day to just chill. Sometimes I need to just sit and think. And I hope that you'll realize also that it is one thing I wrote in my book, The Brown Mama Mindset. It is good to slow down. It is righteous to slow down. It is godly to slow down. Just slow down. Find out more about me on brownmamas.com or on muffymendoza.com. Thanks for tuning in.